That's a pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub Pizzas are built to win and made with the hungry in mind. Produced right here in Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a taste of home and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. So sack one today from your local retailer and make game day memorable.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you...
directions to make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Badgers take the lead! And a little backhand sauce to Morrissey's stick. And Shazam, he lights the lamp again. It's 4-0. Oh, a laser by Quinn Finley! Rebound there, they score! They score! They tie it up! Badgers score! Simon Tassi! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Coors Light, Wisconsin fans choose chill. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
With Ian Perrin, the referees tonight, Kevin Corbett and Rocco Stachowiak, the linesman Dan Cohen and Riley Bowles. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Badgers home white, cardinal trim numerals, Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Red, white, and blue of Team USA wearing their blues today with the red numerals, and we're underway here at the Kohl Center. Badgers will skate right to left to start things out. Wisconsin won the opening faceoff. It's chipped into the U.S. zone and brought down by the defenseman Luke Shire, who spins it around to the far side, Sam Wathier. Both are headed to Boston next year as recruits. Wathier to BC, Shire to BU. They'll meet up against each other in opposing uniforms next season. Here's Gavin Morrissey, member of the Big Ten All-Freshman team, looking to outlet from his own zone, back with Ben Dexheimer and his D partner, Zach Scholes. And the Badgers will take some time and get a change here early on. Dexheimer flings a pass left wing. Simon Tassi tracks it down at center, works into the offensive zone and stops left wing and looks. Out to the point, Joe Palatichuk. His shot blocked, ricocheted towards Tassi. He gathers it in and cycles it down low to Oliver Tulk, wearing number 55. One of the top scorers in the Western Hockey League a year ago, Tulk had his pass intercepted. The United States will dump it in. Out on the ice now for Team USA, Nick Bogus, a defenseman headed to Michigan State in the near future. Their third line of Casey Mutrin, AJ Garcia, Victor Plant on the ice. And the United States will come ahead. Here's A.J. Francisco, big right-handed defenseman from Herbentown, Minnesota, lost the puck. Blake Montgomery for the Badgers, freshman, long, lanky kid back behind the net. Cut off by Abe Barnett, future Michigan Wolverine. Montgomery tries to dig it free. It's loose in the offensive zone. Dick out high. Wrist shot by Aiden Dubinsky, kicked out by the goaltender Luke Carithers, who's uncommitted. Carithers, the former, beg your pardon, Dubinsky, the former Minnesota Duluth Bulldog. Pass by Montgomery, picked off in the high slot by Team USA. Trying to skate into the offensive zone, Jamie Glantz out of Stratham, New Hampshire. He turned the puck over, and the Badgers break out with Dick and Vasily Zilinov, but the Badgers turn it over. Quick shot from the slot, stopped by Eli Pulver in tight. Dane Boyker with a point-blank shot there, Ian, and Pulver right away up to the task.
Just as I was about to say, Montgomery is quickly becoming my favorite. He makes a bad pass and creates a two-on-one. Oops. No, but Pulver came out. It was a two-on-one, and legitimately the guy with the puck had to shoot it.
Yep.
There was not going to be a cross-ice pass. Pulver recognizes that, comes flying out straight, hits him right in the belly. Not a problem.
Dane Boyker got that first chance for Team USA, fourth line centerman from Portland, Oregon. He's headed to the University of Denver. 88 goals in 77 games the last 2 years playing youth hockey in Humboldt. Played U-17 action with Team USA, and now he's on the U-18 squad. Scored a goal against Notre Dame last weekend. Here's a shot.
There
in tight
go.
Rebound. Bruno Egent scores. Dexheimer put it on goal. Carithers kicked it out, and Egent there for the easy tap-in. 1-0 Wisconsin.
Didn't take very long. 2 minutes and 21 seconds into the first period, and it was a good shot from the point. It was a bad rebound by the USA goaltender, and a Johnny on the spot Badger to just stuff it in the open net.
2:21, the time of the goal for Bruno Egent, the freshman from Croatia. Ottawa Senators' sixth-round draft choice comes at 2:21, and the Badgers have the lead, and they win the offensive zone, or the neutral zone faceoff, and dump it in. Kyle Kukkonen's out with Grady Deering and Egent again. Deering scored his first collegiate goal in his Badgers debut last Friday at Lindenwood. A big goal in the second period to stretch it to 2-0. Dexheimer walks in, shot off the blocker of Carithers and up and out of play. Badgers really pressuring the USA cage. So Bruno Egent from Ben Dexheimer at 2:21. Badgers have the lead, 1-0.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the USA goaltender would like to have that save back, because not only did he give a big rebound, but he put it right on Egent's stick.
Here's Vasily Zilinov, centerman from Moscow, Jack Horbach, and Finn Brink, the freshman, extra forwards on Mike Hastings' line chart here tonight. The Badgers have suited up 14 forwards. Here's Phelan, the defenseman. DeSchulz thought about shooting. Now back door. Oh, Zilinov had a chance, and he could have tapped it in, but Carithers got his pad out to make the stop. Oh, he was wide open, was Vasily Zilinov.
Yeah, they're looking back door every shift now.
Here's Zilinov across the line, right wing, Brink. Brink back behind the net, wanted to wrap around with a backhand, deflected off his stick. Finn Brink, the former Madison Capitals captain, lost possession. Now Jack Horbach with a crushing blow far side as he wipes out Tyler Martinook, the defenseman. Martinook favoring his left shoulder. Huge hit by the Badgers senior forward. Zilinov flings a shot that goes wide, and Martinook still without his stick. He's favoring his left shoulder. He plays on. Horbach sets up Finley. He goes upstairs and scores. 2-0 Wisconsin, less than 4 minutes in.
Yeah, 3:42, the time of the goal, and obviously Finley's the guy you'd like to have in the slot, 15 feet from the goal, and the goaltender's locked back on the goal line. Finley knows where to put it, top shelf, where Grandma keeps the wood cookies.
Quinn Finley, a goal, 2 points last weekend, 12 shots on goal against Lindenwood. He potted 20 as a sophomore last season. Preseason Big Ten first team all conference is Quinn Finley. He scores here at 3:42, and the Badgers have an early 2-0 lead.
Now you look at the Badgers, they have made maybe one very pertinent mistake and didn't have to pay for it. USA has made two and had to pay for both of them.
Yep, Finley centering pass to Fitzgerald off a skate. Quinn tries to dig it free. Fitzgerald right circle pass, handcuffed him, gathered in by Team USA. Skating out of the zone comes A.J. Garcia, a Notre Dame commit who scored against the Fighting Irish last weekend. Here's Finley now at center, 1-on-3, trying to work around J.J. Marthaler, who's headed to Minnesota Duluth. Rink-wide pass, Luke Osborne. Osborne, freshman defenseman, out to the right circle. Turnaround shot hit his teammate Tassie, who was planted in front of the net. Osborne gets it back right side. He pitched it to the corner. No one there for the Badgers, although Botterill and Tassie quickly arrive, and they take the puck away. Here's Ryan Botterill turning and looking left circle. Pass behind the net. Tassie tried to turn on his skates and fell on his rear end and couldn't receive the pass.
Simon, it's slippery out there. It's ice.
There's also a broken stick that got in the way. Zilinov. Pass, slot, shot by Osborne. Where is it? It's loose between the circles and batted back behind the net. Zilinov can't reach, and now Team USA with a puck, and Logan Luttner, who's headed to the University of Denver, skates it up to center and will dump it down in. 2-0 Badgers, little over 5 minutes gone by here in the first period at the Kohl Center. And with the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Division Series, not too many fans on hand. Again, a late announcement for this game just about a month ago or so. It's not part of the season ticket package, so just a few hundred fans here getting their first look of this season's Wisconsin men's hockey team. Here's Tyson Dick leading the charge with Grady Deering. Shot attempt blocked. Deering swoops in and picks up the loose puck left wing. Point pass Scholes. Long range shot. Clubbed by Carithers on his knees and he hangs on. 9-1 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers who lead 2-0. Bruno Egan from Ben Dexheimer at 2:21. Quinn Finley scored from Jack Horbach at 3:42.
What's interesting to me is, and I just look at it, we're only 5.5 minutes into the first period, and I look at all the new names, and I'm trying to figure out what their idiosyncrasies are, all the rest of that stuff. And then Tyson comes out, and you get the same thing every shift, every game. Tyson Dick is just one of those guys that's a model of consistency.
Yep, steady as she goes. Dick was a healthy scratch in the season-opening series at Lindenwood. Turnover by the Badgers, picked up by Dane Gordon. His snapshot from the right circle off a stick, and that sails into the protective netting. We're live from the Rail Transport broadcast booth here at the Kohl Center. Rail Transport for every mile of your truck driving career.
I've had a few thousand.
Yeah, oh yeah. Up to Spy Hill, Saskatchewan recently too, weren't you?
All the way to Vancouver, to L.A., to Denver, to Montreal, and back.
Wow, how about that?
That was a 1 3-week trip with my brother-in-law that I will never forget.
You drove it all, huh?
Yep.
Good for you. Here's Joe Palatichuk with Jack Phelan defensively. Phelan being pressured by Brody George, who's headed to Michigan State. Badgers Kukkonen dumps it to the left corner. Ejon gives chase. Now Zilinov passes it out to Palatichuk. Thought about going right. Comes left down towards the dot. Looking. Toe pull. Shoots one. Oh, blocker save made by Carithers. Nice move by Joe Palatichuk.
I don't think he saw the Badger winger on the far side. I don't think he saw Phelan as he snuck down on the far side.
Little give and go. Palatichuk and Zilinov didn't connect. And taken by Team USA and dumps it down in. Eli Pulver will paddle it off to Palatichuk. Breakout pass intercepted by Notre Dame's Sammy Nelson. Nelson will spin it down in. Out there again with Wisconsin commit Lucas Zajic. And Notre Dame commit Parker Trottier. Eventually the puck comes out to center. Pounces off the stick of Bruno Ejon. He runs into Logan Luttner, and we've got a whistle and a stoppage in play. 13:03 to go in the first period. The Badgers with a 2-0 lead on the U.S. under-18 team. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics.
I think it's important that number 91, you spell his name before you say it.
Ejon. I-D-J-A-N.
I was like, okay.
And the actually, I-D-Z-A-N, and there's a little an accent or whatever you want to call it on top of the Z. It's. I asked him to pronounce his name, and he said Ejon. Perfect. Cross-ice pass, Morrissey gathers and comes across the line. Pass to the high slot intended for Dubinsky off a stick and tracked down by Team USA. Victor Plant, 3-on-2 cut off, though, nicely by Luke Osborne, the USHL Defenseman of the Year last year with the Youngstown Phantoms. And the Badgers take the puck and scoop it down in. Morrissey and Fitzgerald on the forecheck. Christian's got the puck in the right corner. Tried to whip it around to Dubinsky at the point, but flubbed it. And now it's rolling back into the Wisconsin end, 7.5 minutes into the opening period. Osborne up to center. Tulk off to Horbach. Open right wing. Pulls it on his backhand. Can't get a shot off. Eventually does it. Slides under the goaltender. Carithers. It just goes wide. Looked like Horbach got hooked, but nothing called. Finn Brink after it. He whips it around Dexheimer. Here's Weston Knox making his season debut. His shot off a stick. He got knocked down in the process, but the Badgers still possess. Brink over skates in the left corner. Now comes to his left. Takes a couple of cross checks to the lower back from the defenseman. J.J. Marthaler and Team USA takes the puck away. Mikey Burchild, who's headed to Denver, a Minnetonka, Minnesota native, sends it in. Burchild actually played for the U18 team here last year, had a couple of assists.
Bucky's going to go on the power play.
Got called up from the U17 squad. Yeah, a hooking penalty or maybe a couple.
Tripping.
On Parker Trottier. Delayed penalty coming up. Badgers with possession. They add an extra skater. Now the whistle blows and a stoppage in play. There's 11:26 to go in the opening period. The Badgers lead the U.S. under-18 team 2-0. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Johnson Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance, so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Well, Dane Boyker with a tripping penalty at 8:34. The Wisconsin Badgers on a power play last weekend at Lindenwood. 5-for-13 on the man advantage. 4-for-9 on Saturday night. Here's Dexheimer winning the draw. Moves off to his right. He's got Finley out there with Morrissey on the flanks. Fitzgerald in the bumper roll. And Tassie will walk the goal line and work in front of the net. Morrissey left wing. Open man slot. Fitzgerald moves off to his left. Stick handles and trying to make something happen. Now he mishandles the puck, but gets some help from Tassie, who threw it off of George. He releases the puck now, and Team USA's Garcia will send it all the way down. A little sloppy on that initial possession on the power play.
Yeah, board play is not great.
Here's Morrissey now across the line. Flips a pass left wing. Finley flies behind the net. Sends it out to the point now. Fitzgerald snaps off a pass left wing Morrissey. Here's Dexheimer. Refeeds Morrissey top of the left ring. Dexheimer straight away. Finley cross ice. Morrissey open. Sets. Puts it in front. Fitzgerald takes a whack at it. Carithers keeps it out. Pass back. Finley shoots. He scores. Again, Morrissey retrieved the puck. Finley open right wing. One-timer beat Carithers. Power play goal, 3-0 Wisconsin.
Was that like a 10-inch by 10-inch hole above the goaltender's left shoulder that
wow.
Finley just put it right up there? I mean, he's standing out at the faceoff dot. Cross-ice pass. Goaltender is pretty much on the post, and Finley just sticks it home.
Quinn Finley, his second consecutive goal. This comes on the power play. Gavin Morrissey, the primary assist, and the Badgers have a 3-0 lead on the U.S. under 18 team.
Well, might come out in the press that don't take penalties against the Badgers.
Maybe so. Badgers trying to escape their zone, turn it over, loose down low. Zajic with a chance. The Wisconsin commit had his shot blocked. Goes to the far side wall. Marth Fowler takes a hit from Kyle Kukkonen. Jack Phelan comes in to pull the puck off the kick plate. Now Zach Scholes has it for the Badgers and angles a pass to the tape of Brady Deering's stick. 3-on-2, slot pass. Here's Kukkonen, whacked at, tried to shoot, did, not much on it. Stopped by Carithers, and he hangs on with 9:55 to go in the opening period. So Finley from Morrissey and Fitzgerald on the power play at 9:27.
Yeah, and as almost anemic as the first two opportunities when they came into the zone were, the third opportunity when they came into the zone, it was just tic-tac-toe. Move the puck way faster than USA can move.
United States wins the draw. Jamie Glantz sent it in on goal. Pulver stops it and hangs on. Eli Pulver started his collegiate career at Minnesota State, as I mentioned in the pregame show, but he served as Alex Tracy's backup. Tracy, an All-American, Mike Richter Award finalist, played all but one game last year for Minnesota State, did Alex Tracy, who's back with the Mavericks. We'll see him here next weekend. Pulver played only one game as a freshman, beat Bemidji State 5-1, stopped 23 of 24 shots. In junior hockey, though, in the British Columbia League, he was really, really good. Here's Bert Child for Team USA. We're skating 5-on-5 here, halfway through the opening period. Badgers up 3-0. A lot of Chuck and Dubinsky out there. Botterill, Tyson Dick, Bruno Ejun. And now the puck comes spinning out to center, and it's gathered there by Bert Child up to center and redirected into the offensive zone by Glantz. First one there, though, Wisconsin's Palatichuk reverses to Dubinsky, looks for an outlet and finds Botterill up the right wing wall by the benches. Botterill will send it in. Dick in on the forecheck, tied up from behind by the defenseman Wathier. Gets some support from Botterill. Puck is free and then taken by Team USA. You know, it's an interesting experience for these USA boys, because they are 16, 17 years old. They're playing this college series against 18 Division I or Division III collegiate programs throughout the country.
you're 16 and 17, and in some instances in this college series you're going up against young men that are 22, 23, 24 years old. That makes a big difference.
I don't think it's as significant as it used to be. Yes, you used to see 23 and 24 year olds, but with the transfer rules and all the rest of the stuff that's going on, I think the teams are a little bit younger in college hockey. That still doesn't take away from the fact that, yeah, these couple of these kids probably just got their license.
Right. Maybe a few of them just started shaving, too.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Jack Horbach with a puck. Here's Finn Brink at center ice. Brink scored his first goal as a Badger last Saturday against Lindenwood. A one-timer from the right circle. Here's Dexheimer now looking, shooting, missed the net. Dexheimer, an off year, if you will, last year. One goal, 17 points after scoring five goals with 28 points as a sophomore. USA's just iced the puck. But Ben Dexheimer, the Badgers' team captain from Edina, Minnesota. Zach Scholes, Joe Palatichuk, and Gavin Morrissey are the assistant captains this year. They've got a lot of upperclassmen, 10 in all. A lot of leaders in that locker room for the Badgers.
Yeah, and I agree. I was just thinking about Ben Dexheimer. When he did score his only goal last year, there was like a collective sigh of relief that left the Kohl Center. And he was happy.
Montgomery holds the zone for the Badgers, and now we'll pick it up on the right wing. Flips it out to the point in Phelan. D-to-D to Palatichuk. He's immediately pressured and knocked down by 6'3", 200-pound Casey Mutrin. Badgers center. Tulk can't reach it. Taken by Team USA. Mutrin pitched it past Palatichuk, but Phelan skated over to help his D partner. He'll bump it off the end boards and make it a 50-50 puck in the far wing wall. Victor Plant goes to get it. He's headed to Duluth, where his dad played not too long ago. 20-plus years ago. Derek Plant.
In my book, that's not too long ago.
No, right. That's what I'm thinking, too. Montgomery turned it over at the offensive blue line. Picked up now by USA's A.J. Garcia, and the left-handed centerman will set it down in. Pulver immediately to the tape of Osborne's stick, and the Badgers turn to their left and skate out of their zone. At the red line, Fitzgerald, he'll dump it in. Under 7 minutes to go in the first. Wisconsin leads 3-0. The United States only two shots on goal. The Badgers have 14. Fitzgerald engaged with the defenseman. Morrissey slides over to help his teammate out. Throws it off the dasher. Fitzgerald leaning in on the defenseman Marthaler. Won that battle. Dubinsky held the zone, then whacked away from him and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. And Pulver comes out between the circles to tap it off for Luke Osborne. Last year, Daniel Lodge wore number 2. Did so for 4 years. Now it's Luke Osborne wearing 2. Two different type of players.
Yeah, both physically and probably mentally. I don't think that Daniel said more than 4 words his entire time when he was here, and I can hear this kid yelling out on the ice already.
Yeah.
And he's not 6'12" like Lotcher was, but I'll give credit to Daniel Lotcher, the overtime scoring phenom that he was.
Yeah. Helped the Badgers win their first game of the season against Lindenwood last year in this building with an overtime goal. Here's a turnaround shot by Dexheimer out high, rung the far post on the glove side of Carithers. Now Weston Knox, left wing. Dexheimer shoots again off the stick of Deering and just wide. Badgers retrieve. Finley skates it out high. Knocked down, fell down. Puck taken away by Mikey Burchild. Partial break. Hustling back, Kukkonen filling the lane. George and Burchild fires one. And Pulver snags it with his glove and hangs on. 5:29 to go in the first. Wisconsin leads Team USA 3-0. We'll take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. The fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
About 5.5 minutes left in the first. Wisconsin leads Team USA 3-0. Turnover by Zach Schulz. Fanning at a shot was Casey Mutrin. He'll chase the puck down in the corner, and then his line mate just got squashed against the glass, Garcia. Badgers trying to pull the puck away. Long-range shot instead by the defenseman Shire, just wide on the glove side of Pulver. Left-wing shot went off the side of the cage and ricocheted to the corner. Badgers a bit sloppy here after taking that 3-0 lead, Ian.
Yeah, and it all stemmed from the fact that Zach Schulz just fanned on a pass as he was coming out of the zone, and once that happened, everybody was out of position.
Victor Plant with a shot. Blocker saved by Pulver, who wears number 30. Now the Badgers break out. Schulz joins. Schulz across the line. Drop pass left wing. Botterill, man in front of him. He shoots one off the chest of Carithers and cleared to the corner. Almost took out the referee who was standing there. And now Brady Deering lost the puck to Zajic, but the Badgers get it back. Aiden Dubinsky, 102 collegiate games at Duluth before transferring here to Wisconsin for his senior season. Here's Deering out to Dubinsky, right-handed defenseman to Palatichuk. Looks right side, Grady Deering, nice catch, turn, and shooting. And the stop made by Carithers, top of the crease, and he hangs on. Nice move by Deering to give himself a chance to release that shot.
I was just about to say, he's been on his off wing, basically, catching it and having to pull it back three times so far this period, but just in the brief amount of time that I've seen him, he knows his way around that area around the net.
Yeah,
he's pretty good at it.
Deering, 6'2", 200 pounds, played the last 2 years in Waterloo in the USHL, had 20 goals for Waterloo a year ago, and again scored his first goal as a Badger last Friday, had 7 shots on goal in the series against Lindenwood. Badgers back in their own end, Palatichuk with the puck, headmans to Bruno Ejon. And the left-handed bruiser, Bruno, across the line at the hash marks and whips it around to the far wall, and Jack Horbach after it. He'll poke it out to the point, Dubinsky. He refeeds into the corner. Under 4 minutes left in the first, 3-0 Badgers. Up towards the blue line, bounces around. Ejon has it, tried to shoot, got slashed, and a penalty coming up on the U.S., and the Badgers get another Kunis power play. 3:48 left in the first, and now Jack Horbach is jawing with Wisconsin commit Lucas Zajic. Horbach won't be here when Zajic comes aboard next year as a freshman. Horbach will have expired his eligibility, so he can jaw with anybody.
He could care less. This is my last go-round, dude. I'm going to make the most of it, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Nick Bogus, the Michigan State recruit, gets 2 minutes for slashing.
Oh, that's a hard name to
16-12
live with as a hockey player.
Yeah.
That's just bogus.
That's what it was. Yep. Yep. Slashing on Bogus. B-O-G-A-S from Royal Oak, Michigan. Badgers have the puck on the power play. Around to the left corner in Simon Tassi. Morrissey comes to help. Off on the goal line is Fitzgerald waiting for the puck to pop free. It does, but about waist high off the wall and around far side to Finley. Finds Fitzgerald. He turns to look and pass, but his stick was deflected, and then his pass too hot to handle for Morrissey, and it ricochets out to center. Badgers have to regroup.
Any comments on this four forwards, one defenseman power play?
I like it. There's some talent here, and Mike Hastings has run this since he's been here. Logan Hensler, when healthy, will quarterback the second unit, and we'll see the second unit now, and that'll be freshman Luke Osborne, who will likely be the man at the top on this second power play unit, although Dexheimer stays for the time being. Now he'll head off, and Osborne will take on that role. Kukkonen spins away from pressure, right side. Kukkonen out to the point, and Osborne. Left-hander walks the line. Right wing, Botterill back to Osborne. Osborne scored his first goal as a Badger last Saturday. Here's Oliver Tulk, who had 3 helpers against Lindenwood. Tulk, number 55, right-hander, fans off to his right. Straightaway, Ejon, now to Osborne. The Badgers just passing it around the perimeter. Shot now by Osborne. Rose Carithers out of his crouch. USA can't clear. Botterill put it in front, went off the stick of Kukkonen, got through, and Carithers got his stick on it. Badgers still with possession. Botterill slides it over to Kukkonen a bit too far. Kyle will track it down, throw it off the far wall to Ejon, who protects. Now Osborne passes for himself off the far side boards, walks in, dot, shot, that's blocked. 15 seconds left on the power play, 2 minutes to go in the period, 3-0 Wisconsin. Osborne back at the point. Here is Ejon, back to Osborne, stepping in. He'll shoot one, got through, off a body in front, ricocheted pass. Now Tulk to Botterill, couldn't get the shot off, and cleared out of harm's way all the way down. And the U.S. able to kill off that Wisconsin power play.
Oliver Tulk, take the shot. Yes. Tried to be too fancy. There was a lot of open space there for him to play with.
Here's Montgomery across the line. Stops Dot. Put it on goal. Kick save made by Carithers. Rebound in between the circles. Gathered in by Team USA. Busting out now. Glance fires a shot off balance. Good stop by Pulver. Here's Palatichuk able to bank it out to center with 1:20 to go in the opening period. And now Finn Brink roughs up the defenseman for Team USA, trying to force a turnover. Americans get it back. Misreading far side Birdchild. He's able to chop at it, but not out. Here's Wisconsin's Finn Brink stick handling. Had his stick lifted. Montgomery tried to slalom through a couple of Americans. Failed to control the puck, and it's out to center, and the Badgers need to touch up. So Wisconsin with a 3-0 lead under a minute to go in the first period. Stick around for our American Family Insurance first intermission report. We'll update scores in college hockey. There are some Thursday night games going on, regular season games. Penn State trying to jump out to a 3-0 start. Michigan State playing its regular season opener. And Minnesota, after splitting at home with Michigan Tech last weekend, is home to play Boston College in a matchup of top 10 teams. Tyson Dick will fire it into the offensive zone. Horbach in on the forecheck. Nick Bogus gets there first for the United States. Left-handed defenseman. Hands it off to Parker Trottier. Around to the right point, Dubinsky. Pass, handcuffed Tyson Dick. But gathered in by Horbach, centering pass off of Bogus' stick. 10 seconds to go in the period. Horbach trying to kick it free. He's pinned against the wall by A.J. Francisco. Still battling, 3 seconds, puck free. Dick fired it through the slot from below the goal line. No one home, and the horn sounds, ending the opening period of play. Finley scored a pair. Bruno Ejon lit the lamp as well after one period here in Madison. Wisconsin leads the National Team Development Program 3-0. Badger Hockey brought to you by Alliant Energy. See how Alliant Energy is building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond. And Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport for every mile of your truck driving career. Learn more at rail.jobs. Wisconsin 3, Team USA nothing. Our American Family Insurance first intermission report is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. 8 states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
That was the exact recipe for success here in the first period for Bucky.
Yep, so the Badgers with a 3-0 lead on the U.S. under 18 team. We'll check the scoreboard coming up in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Save big money on new ceiling lights at Menards. Find your style with our selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling lights. Ceiling lights add atmosphere and style to any space. We have a variety of styles and finishes. Spend $100. Get $15 instant savings on all interior lighting. Shop our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling lights and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This week in college hockey, starting this evening with regular season action involving three Big Ten teams. Minnesota, home to play Boston College tonight. The Golden Gophers split at home with Michigan Tech last weekend. BC, a perennial power, as you know. New Hampshire, not so much a power anymore, but the Wildcats and Michigan State are tied at two after two periods of play. Charlie Stramel has scored for the Spartans. And how about Penn State and Clarkson? Now, Clarkson picked by league coaches to finish second in the ECAC. Penn State picked by Big Ten coaches to finish second as well. So much hype around the Nittany Lions and their star recruit, Gavin McKenna, out of Major Juniors. Well, Penn State had a 4-1 lead at home against Clarkson. Now Clarkson has a 5-4 lead. They just scored a moment ago to take the lead with about 8 minutes left in the third period in State College. Verona native J.J. Wiebusch has scored all four goals for Penn State. What do you make of this Gavin McKenna storm that's hit college hockey, and obviously the change in the recruiting rules? Now you can bring in major junior players, and in some instances you can bring pros into the college game like Bemidji State has done.
Yeah, and it's I had a long, you know, when I went home for a couple of funerals in August, there were a lot of my hockey coaching friends and playing friends that were there, and the one that had coached in the Canadian Hockey League and the Central Hockey League, excuse me, and pros, and then in the Western Hockey League said, Ian, I wouldn't be a coach for all the tea in China these days. It's not what can I teach you, it's how much can you give me. And that's, there's an old saying, money talks and something else walks, but and he just said, there's no way that I am going to succumb to this money-hungry game that we now have, especially in college and in the Western Hockey League and the
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. We're in the home stretch here. Tomorrow night, folks, it's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here with some great music and some fun chat. And Conrad, you're part of a new show, the sports. Tell us about that. We've got a couple guests from it.
Yeah, make the call. And we're joined by a couple Civic Media employees as well, Greg Gunderson and Parker Olson.
That'll be fun. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. And Monday night, I'm excited. Jamie McShane will be here. Jamie's been on the show before. He's a good pal of mine. He is on the show Task right now on HBO. And he is the top dog bad guy. And he had a great scene last week where he, spoiler alert, killed someone. But there's only when he's on Monday, there will only be one more episode of Task. So we're not going to say any names or spoilers. But please listen to that interview Monday. Jamie is a phenomenal actor, and he's always fun to have on the show. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our current guest, Rob Momartz here. He is a children's book and comic book illustrator, and he does really outstanding work. And you're like the, are you like the most buff children's author, would you say?
No.
What do you bench? You got to, what do you put up, 400? Conrad, look at this guy.
Yeah, buff?
No. I don't really bench. I don't have anybody
so
to
80s,
spot me,
right?
So.
Well, you don't look like you're missing any workouts, and Conrad can bench 470. Was I off by about 200 pounds?
Yeah.
All right.
But, no, okay. He does what, 275?
275,
that's
wow.
That's pretty.
How'd you know that, Rob?
Because he said it, like I heard it last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were talking about that. Thanks for listening. That's great. All right. So, you look like you could lift a house.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Probably comes into, they never, you're writing children's books, but it's... Yeah. You could write a superhero character based on yourself. All right. So tell us about your process, Rob. Like, you sit down, do you draw every day? Do you lock yourself off, or do you like a coffee shop atmosphere? What is your creative process?
Yeah, it's kind of like a coffee shop atmosphere. I drink a lot of coffee during the day.
Okay.
So I kind of overdo it, but I have a weird schedule. As I get older, it's harder for me to stay up later, but I used to stay up wee hours of the night working. When I was working as a graphic designer full time, I'd stay up and work into the wee hours and then show up to work the next morning and be really tired and couldn't do that anymore. But now as I get older, it's tougher. But like I for my day job, as I work as an illustrator, so I work on all my work projects 9 to 5 or 8 to 5. And then at night, then I work on my personal stuff and freelance work. So
it's a long day. You need the coffee
is,
sometimes.
This stuff is, you know, it's nice. It's like a hobby to me, but it's, you know, but when I'm under a tight deadline, it's not.
Let me ask you something. When you're doing this, because I used to go back and forth, like when I was writing more, I would love to pour a glass of whiskey and work. And then, you know, they say write drunk, at it sober. I wasn't like drunk, but yeah. Or when you're on a low amount of sleep, can that help your creativity? Because you get in kind of a weird place, or do you feel it's best to have a good night's sleep?
Well, it's best to have a good night's sleep. Like, if when I do get decent amount of sleep, I feel really energetic in the morning, and I'm a little more clear headed, and I'm not as like, I get really easily distracted when I'm sleep deprived during the day.
Yeah.
So I get like antsy, and I keep looking at my phone and looking at the horrible news that's going on all the time, and or checking little, you know, social media stuff, yeah, or texting friends, oh, or
that'll
whatever.
That'll take it out of you.
So, yeah, sure. But when I find that I get a decent night's sleep, I feel a lot more like focused and zeroing in on my work, and the day goes a lot faster too.
It's definitely better for your health.
Yes.
Creatively, I wonder if there are people who prefer, pardon me, once in a while slipping into those zones or whatever. But do you have, you said you watch TV with your kids too, as well as read to them. Do you have favorite kids shows or movies that you liked watching with your kids?
Well, when my kids were little, I'm trying to think, we watched a lot of stuff. And it was fun showing them all these movies that I grew up with, cartoons.
And isn't that fun?
Holiday specials, yeah, and things like that. Like, when my kids were little, I introduced them to, like, Emma Otter's Jug Band Christmas and the Muppet Family
Love
Christmas Family,
it,
which you can only get pirated copies of now.
Really?
Yeah, because it's got, like, all the properties that Disney does not own, like Fraggle Rock,
wow,
and all that, Sesame,
really,
Street and stuff like that. But I would introduce my kids to all the stuff that I grew up watching, and it was just kind of fun to see their reaction or what things they liked. I got at one time when my kids were little, I got them into the old obscure cartoon, Thundar the Barbarian, which was on in the early 80s. It's a really bizarre apocalyptic cartoon.
That.
It's it's weird. But I remember we had like the entire, it was like one or two seasons or something on DVD, and we'd watch that. The kids got into that, but yeah,
that's cool. I'm totally with you. When they reached that age, like, I couldn't wait. You know, first it's like, I can't wait to show them The Sandlot, and obviously,
yeah,
Toy Story is a kid's movie, but like, I couldn't wait to show my son Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx, you know,
yeah,
stuff like that. But
yeah,
I'm going to ask you, we'll find out in just a second where you can buy Rob's stuff, you guys. But right now I'm going to close out with a couple texts here that we got on our question of the night. Your favorite Matt Damon movie? John from Madison says, Peter, way too many to pick from. Matt was great in Jersey Girl, and Carlin was in it for a big bonus. Oh, yeah. But the Bournes are the best. Yeah, hard to argue with that, John. Thank you, sir. Bridget from the 818 says, Little Darlings and The Outsiders.
I looked this up. That's actually Matt Dillon.
You know what? We could have done the same question with Matt Dillon, because he's got a great catalog as well. Sydney Politics on the stream says, any civic media station airing The Game?
I believe WISS is right now.
Okay. Oshkosh. Sid, check that out. WISS. And then probably Racine? WRJN. Can you get it on the stream?
You can get it through the app. I'd say recommend just going through the app,
yeah,
and just kind of checking,
absolutely,
out. But WISS, I do believe.
All right. Very cool. So once again, Rob Momartz, thank you. Thank you to Matt Miller. Thank you for all your calls and texts. Check out Rob's books, the Monstrous Adventures of Mummy Man and Waffles, and then the Claude series. Did you,
yeah,
bring Claude books?
I did not bring.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, you Google Rob. Go to your website. Let's give us your website real quick. We got to wrap
it's
up.
robmomartz.com, RobMomartz.
No one will ever remember that, but trust me, folks, he's worth a Google. This guy's amazing, and he benches 890. All right, come back sometime soon, Rob. It was great having
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you to everybody for being here. We're coming back tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Israel and Gaza, joy after news that Hamas and Israel have agreed to phase one of a ceasefire. In East Jerusalem, CBS's Deborah Pata.
Well, the Israeli government has now approved that deal, which means a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will come into effect within the next 24 hours. Then the remaining 48 hostages, living and dead, can be exchanged for 250 Palestinian prisoners serving life sentences and 1,700 more who've been arrested since October 2023.
Israeli Prime Minister's office says the cabinet has agreed to a framework to release all hostages. A U.S. official tells CBS News the U.S. is sending 200 troops to Israel to help support and monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
U.S. Central